Chapter 19. The brightest of its native souls left it behind. Over this green of 4 days she on light treads went and came, yea, times untold, yet none here knows her history has heard her name. Plymouth 1914. Dot, a woman driving, how she held up the horses' heads, firm-lipped, with steady rein, down that grim steep the coast guard treads, till all was safe again. With form erect and keen contour she passed against the sea, and, dipping into the chines obscure, was seen no more by me. To others she appeared anew at times of dusky light, but always, so they told, withdrew from close and curious sight. Some said her silent wheels would roll rudderless on softest loam, and even that her steed's footfall sank not upon the foam. Where drives she now? It may be where no mortal horses are, but in a chariot of the air towards some radiant star. A woman's trust, if he should live 1,000 years he'd find it not again that scorn of him by men, could less disturb a woman's trust in him as a steadfast star which must rise scathless from the nether spheres. If he should live 1,000 years he'd find it not again. She waited like a little child, unchilled by damps of doubt, while from her eyes looked out a confidence sublime as springs, when stressed by winter's loiterings. Thus, howsoever the wicked wild, she waited like a little child unchilled by damps of doubt. Through cruel years and crueler thus she believed, in him and his aura, so dim, that, after fen weeds, flowers would blow, and above all things, did she show her faith in his good faith with her, through cruel years and crueler thus she believed in him. Best times, we went a day's excursion to the stream, be asked by the bank, and bent to the ripple gleam, and I did not know that life would show, however it might flower, no finer glow. I walked in the Sunday sunshine by the road, that wound towards the wicket of your abode, and I did not think that life would shrink to nothing ere it shed a rosier pink. Unlooked for I arrived on a rainy night, and you hailed me at the door by the swaying light, and I full forgot that life might not again be touching that ecstatic height. And that calm eve, when you walked up the stair, after a gaiety prolonged and rare, no thought soever, that you might never walk down again, struck me as I stood there. Rewritten from an old draft. The casual acquaintance, while he was here in breath and bone, to speak to and to see, would I had known more clearly known, what that man did for me, when the wind scraped a minor lay, and the spent west from white to gray turned tiredly, and from gray to broadest bands of night. But I saw not, and he saw not what shining life tides flowed to me ward from his casual jot of service on that road. He would have said, 'Twas nothing new, we all do what we can, 'twas only what one man would do for any other man. Now that I gauge his goodliness he slipped from human eyes, and when he passed there's none can guess, or point out where he lies. Intra sepulchrum, what curious things we said, what curious things we did up there in the world we walked till dead our kith and kin amid. How we played at love, and its wildness, weakness, woe, yes, played thereat far more than enough as it turned out, I trow. Played at believing in gods and observing the ordinances, I for your sake in impossible codes right ready to acquiesce. Thinking our lives unique, quite quainter than usual kinds, we held that we could not abide a week the tether of typic minds. Yet people who day by day pass by, and look at us from over the wall in a casual way are of this unconscious. And feel, if anything, that none can be buried here removed from commonest fashioning, or lending note to a beer. No twain who in art heaves proved themselves at all adept, who more than many laughed and loved, who more than many wept, or were as sprites or elves into blind matter hurled, or ever could have been to themselves the center of the world. The whitewashed wall, why does she turn in, that shy soft way, whenever she stirs the fire, and kiss to the chimney corner wall, as if entranced to admire its whitewashed bareness more than the sight of a rose in richest green? I have known her long, but this raptured rite I never before have seen. Well, once when her son cast his shadow there, a friend took a pencil, and drew him upon that flame-lit wall. And the lines had a lifelike semblance to him. and their long stayed as familiar look. But one day, ere she knew, the whitener came to cleanse the nook, and covered the face from view. "Yes," he said, "why brush goes on with a rush, and the draft is buried under, when you have to whiten old cots and brighten, what else can you do, I wonder? But she knows he's there, and when she yearns for him, deep in the laboring night, she sees him as close at hand, and turns to him under his sheet of white. Just the same, I sat. It all was past, hope never would hail again. Fair days had ceased at a blast, the world was a darkened den. The beauty and dream were gone, and the halo in which I had hied so gaily gallantly on had suffered blot and died. I went forth, heedless whither, in a cloud too black for name. People frisked hither and thither, the world was just the same. The last time, the kiss had been given and taken, and gathered too many past. It never could reawaken, but you heard none say, 'Tis the last.' The clock showed the hour and the minute, but you did not turn and look. You read no finis in it, as at closing of a book. But you read it all too rightly when, at a time anon, a figure lay stretched out whitely, and you stood looking thereon. The seven times, the dark was thick. A boy he seemed at that time who trotted by me with uncertain air. 'I'll tell my tale,' he murmured, 'for I fancy a friend goes there.' Dot dot, then thus he told. Reached was for the first time a dwelling. Life was clogged in me with care. I thought not I should meet an isome maiden, but found one there. I entered on the precincts for the second time. 'Twas an adventure fit and fresh, and fair. I slackened in my footsteps at the porchway, and found her there. I rose and traveled thither for the third time, the hope hues growing gayer, and yet gayer as I hastened round the passage of the outskirts, and found her there. I journeyed to the place again the fourth time, the best and rarest visit of the rare, as it seemed to me, engrossed about these goings, and found her there. When I bent me to my pilgrimage the fifth time, soft thinking as I journeyed I would dare a certain word a token of good auspice, I found her there. That landscape did I traverse for the sixth time, and dreamed on what we purposed to prepare. I reached a tryst before my journey's end came, and found her there. I went again long after I, the seventh time, the look of things was sinister, and bare." Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.